A lot of commercial properties for sale on Highway 49 between Jonesboro and Paragould. But what about the residential aspect of Highway 49's explosive growth? Realtor Bob Harrison has been in Jonesboro much of his life and has been selling property in the area for many years. Harrison says North Jonesboro has undergone a lot of changes over the past 5 years.
I really don't think you can compare it to what it is now to what it was 5 years ago, because it's so completely different. I can remember having properties for sale on 49, say between, at the end of Stadium out to Brooklyn, city of Brooklyn, and they might sit on the market for months and months and months, and now it's amazing. I think there are 17 properties on the market in that general area. Most of them now are commercial, even though they're residential at the time. They've been rezoned, or prospective buyers are planning on rezoning them because that has become such a hot commercial area at this present time.
Harrison says the new NEA Baptist Hospital became a catalyst for property values rising.
As soon as that was announced, Jonathan, the property started getting hot out there. I mean, the realtors really got busy, and the people that owned property out there started putting it on the market. Prices started going higher and higher at that time. I mean, it's amazing the difference in the price of the properties now than it was 5 years ago. There are properties out there now all the way from probably $150,000 up to several million for large acreages out there.
And Harrison says the hot property is a property that faces Highway 49.
Well, it's changed tremendously just in the last couple of years. All of this property that has been residential on 49 for all these years, and most of it is now being sold as commercial. I mean, I just see it. I think that in, 10, 12, 15 years, there'll not be a lot of space between Jonesboro and Paragould. I believe it'll be hard to tell when you go out of one into the other. I may be exaggerating a little bit, but I don't think so, not much. See, in our last census, Jonesboro was up over 11,000 people. Our last census put us up to, I believe, 67,600, something like that. So we had grown over 11,000 people since the last census. And I feel like the next few years is just going to be even greater than that.
And Harrison says a lot of commercial property is up for sale, but there'll be a need for homes to be built behind those businesses.
The hospital is going to be hiring 400 new people between now and 2013. And Jonesboro is going to be continuing to grow, and there's just growth that's going to take up those places that are for sale out there. And so I don't see anything but good things happening. Northeast Jonesboro was a little slow about progressing, up until just the last few years. Property didn't move out there real fast, but that's changing. And, too, we've got Brooklyn School out there, which is a great school. And, most people predict that Brooklyn is going to be the next hot spot, next big school.
Right.
So anyway, I don't see anything keep that from happening.
Harrison tells us one of the challenges are in selling residential property on Highway 49 North.
I guess the greatest challenge is really coming up with the price for the land, because you just don't know what's going to happen. You know that it's going to go up in the next few years, but how much is it going to go up? I mean, I can remember buying property on Caraway Road in 1974 for $30,000. A lot are $300 a front foot. Well, now there's not anything on Caraway Road hardly for sale, but anything is probably, if it were for sale, it'd be at least $2,000 a front foot, maybe $3,000 a front foot. So it's just going to continue to grow. I don't see anything to keep it from it.
And Harrison says property's hot in an area that's in one of the top five largest cities in Arkansas.
As you probably know, Jonesboro became the fifth largest city in Arkansas just last year, I believe it was. We passed up North Little Rock, which is probably a surprise to a lot of folks. And I think Northwest Arkansas is kind of coming back again from everything that I see, but they've been in the doldrums there for several years now. But Jonesboro, Northeast Arkansas, has been the hot spot.
And that's Bob Harrison. Now, one area along Highway 49 that's seeing more people come to it is the city of Brooklyn. The small town of about 1,600 people have seen a 26% growth since the 2000 census. Mayor Kenneth Jones says the town is seeing growth because of Highway 49 and a population boom that's taking place. Jones says property values, especially residential values, have shot up over the last year or two.
In certain parts of the city. You get on the 49 corridor out here and land has just, it's probably triple in value. You get between 49 and 49B off of the main highway, it's went up quite a bit. And then, you know, then on as you go east across the tracks, it's up, but not as much as it has on the right along the 49 corridor.
And Brooklyn has over 645 homes in town. Jones says the need for more housing along Highway 49 has sparked the construction of homes in the area, as well as a major apartment complex, which should open up next year.
HGH Apartments approached us 2 years ago, the same time that they first announced the hospital. They have apartment complexes in Jonesboro and Perigold, Springdale. But the areas of Jonesboro and Perigold, they have waiting lists of people that have actually asked to be in the Brooklyn School District. They want their kids to go to Brooklyn School. And so that's what got them to start looking at Brooklyn first. But now that the, you know, with the hospital coming out here on this side of town, there's some extra pluses in there for them to locate here and be a residence for people, like I said, that's career oriented, that's going to be a living area for a short time and possibly move on. And eventually we'll have homeowners out of this.
And Jones says the complex will house a couple hundred families. He says it's a major project that will benefit the city and the area. Jones says Brooklyn is partnering with the complex to bring it to town.
Most developments install their sewer and their water to their area. And in this case, this will be done out there. What we're going to do is we're going to partnership with this company. When they develop the system that will maintain their property and the property that's adjacent to them as per their agreement for them to be petitioned annexed in, mm-hmm. We're going to go a little bit further. And that may just be adding 8 or 10 foot in depth to a lift station. And when we do that, and when I say if it's done correctly, and that's what our part will come in, is to make sure that we do this lift station correctly to where more than just that 80 acres and the 49 acres adjacent to it will be able to be serviced. We want to have input into that, and we'll even have financial input into that to make sure that as other areas out there are annexed into the city and potential growth of subdivisions are looked at, that we can supply infrastructure services to them, such as water and sewer.
Now, not everyone was happy about the apartments coming in. Two people who were vocal opponents of the project declined to speak on the air, but say they were not happy because they feel the property values would take a major hit due to the apartments and other factors. But Jones sees things differently. Jones says growth on Highway 49 was a major factor in bringing the complex in. And Jones says that would be a big benefit to Brooklyn.
The hospital, the fairgrounds being north of town, I welcome all that. That's one reason that HJH apartment complexes looked at Brooklyn area to build their apartment complexes. This apartment complex is scheduled to open in June 2013 at the same time that the hospital opens. And I believe that they will cater a lot to career people at the hospital that's coming in doing their time and services, you know, and eventually we'll have people that build in Brooklyn, Jonesboro, Perigold, or Craighead County because they've came in. They've did their tenure out there, you know, and they like us. And they like the area. They like what we have to offer, and they'll want to stay.
And that's Brooklyn Mayor Kenneth Jones. Now we'll continue talking with Jones about Brooklyn and how it's being impacted by the Highway 49 corridor tomorrow on Morning Edition on KASU.